Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Tezayin, and we are up to a new perek, the second perek of Maseches Trumas, perek Ein Tarmin. And we have some halachas that we have already referred to before, but now we have them here in the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, you're allowed to take off Tameh for Tahar or Tahar for Tameh. So says the Mishnah, Ein Tarmin Minatar La Tameh. You're not allowed to give Tahar Truma on behalf of Tameh Truma. So you would think the Kohen would much rather have Tahar Truma. If you have a whole field, a whole basket of Tameh stuff, you might think that he would want to get Tahar. So the Mishnah says you cannot give him Tahar stuff for Tameh stuff. Machlokas, we've shown him whether this is a Dinda Araisa or a Dinda Rabbanan. If you look in the Pirush Mishnayos and you look in the Rambam, it sounds like it's a Dinda Araisa. That's what a number of the Nosei Kalim seem to say. In Perak Hey Halacha Zayin, Perak Hey Halacha Zayin, Ein Tarmin Min Hatar Alatameh, V'yam Tarm Trumas Truma, B'di'evet, it works, and then we're going to get to Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but that's what according to some Rishonim, according to the Rash, and other Rishonim, the Marafolda here says, it's Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, that if you're allowed to take from Tahor for Tameh, then you might be nervous about being metameh the tahar stuff, and therefore you're not going to take it off from min hamukaf, from next to it, and that's the halacha that you're supposed to try to take off from next to it, and that's what the Ma'ariv Folder says. Gzeira shem yitrom shalom and hamukaf, right? One might make a gzeira. One might be Torah, Shalom and Mukav, Mishum de Mistafi, you're nervous. Shema Yigatame Batar, Vietamenu, Vianabina, Shishum and Mukav. So amazing. The importance of Minha Mukav, of taking off the Truma from next to and in proximity of what you're being Misakein, that's strong enough to make a Gzera that ain't terminat Torah Latame. So that's if it's Durabana, but again, Machlokas Rishonim. But if you did, even if it's Daraisa, Vim Tarmu Chumasa Truma, even if it's Daraisa, Bidi Eved, it is okay. It's only a halacha mi lechatchila. Holy halacha lechatchila. This is also something we touched on. The toast at the beginning of Gittin has a line where they discuss: is there a concept of having a lechatchila on a daraisa level? Midrabanan, you can say lechatchila do a midrabanan, it's okay. But maybe midaraisa, you can't have it. Maseches Nida. You might say that if the Torah tells you to do something, you have to do it. Period. It's ma'akev. There's also such thing as a lechatchila on a daraisa level. So that's what Tosfos has a line like that in Maseches Gittin. The problem is there definitely seems to be some lechatchilas on a daraisa level. Right? There's definitely a lechatchila on a daraisa level. You look in Yevamos Daf Kuf. Yevamos Daf Kuf. The Gemara there, the Mishnah has a machlokes. What is... Actually, it's not Daf Kuf. It's later on, in Mitzvah Chalitza, Kuf Dalid. Kuf Dalid. What's Ma'akev in the Chalitza ceremony? So you got to take off the shoe. That's for sure Ma'akev. The Kriyas HaPsukim is for sure not Ma'akev. The Rekika, that's a Machlokas. That's a Machlokas. Chalitza V'Raka V'lo Karak Chalitza Sakshera. The Mishnah says if you left out the Kriyas HaPsukim, it's for sure okay. Kara V'Raka V'lo Chalitza Chalitza Psuzol. Psula, you didn't take off the shoe, it's for sure not okay. What about missing the Rekika Machlokas? But what do you see from there? It's a Dindaraisa, Lechadchila, to say the Psukim, and that's only Lechadchila. Rekika spitting, that's definitely a Dindaraisa, and according to one of the Tanaim, it's only Lechadchila. So, there's definitely a concept of lechatchila on a daraisa level in some cases. It could be what Tosfos means there is that there are certain mitzvos that are categorized more as matirim than they are as mitzvos. Right? The Tosfos, this is another Tosfos. Tosfos has a line in Nida on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis where Tosfos says by tevila, it's impossible to say. By a tevila, that lechatchila you should be tovah like this, and b'di'eved it works if not. No. It either works or it doesn't work. Does it need tevila? Does it not need tevila? Tosfos discusses. Maybe, right, we know that when somebody is tovah, they don't have to keep their mouth open. They don't have to, the water doesn't have to go into their mouth or into, but you can't have a chatzitza. You can't have an interposition in the mouth. It has to be ro'ui l'bi'as mayim. So, do you need lechatchila to keep your mouth open? No, there's no lechatchila like that. Because Tosfos says, Ein svara gabei tefila shelo hekbida Torah elishi yitar adam v'ein lomar de lechatchila liboy. You can't say oh lechatchila keep your mouth open and why kibun de b'di'evet tor lechatchila nami loboy v'ta lo tefila. So you can't say lechatchila. There's There's a ratzon to do that. And Mefarshim explained, because that's called, it is ma'ake, it is a matir. And when there's a matir, so then there can't be lachanchila b'di'evet. But aval bila, what about by mixing the flour and the oil in the mincha? Umikra bikurim v'chalitza mitzvos ninu. Hilkach lachanchila l'evet. So that's an important distinction between that Tosfos says about matirim and mitzvahs, but it gets back to our case. So that relates to what we said. So is hafrashas truma? Is that a matir? Is that a mitzvah? So that is an important discussion. But either way, this is the halacha that you can't take tar for tameh, and if you did, it is okay. Be'emes amru, but be'emes. We'll see in the Gemara. Be'emes amru halacha lamoshe misinai. Halacha lamoshe misinai. Eagle shall. So, if it's a din daraisa, you understand how there could be a halacha lamoshe misinai exception to that din daraisa. If it's a din darabanan, which is the gzeira, it's a little trickier. How could you have halacha lamoshe misinai explaining a din darabanan? So you got to work that out. So toreim. So amru ha'eagle shall tefila shenema miksaso. What if you have one item? It's not two different items. What did the Tanakhama say? You can't take off what the first line of the Mishnah say. You can't take off Torah for Tame. But what if you have one item? You have a whole cake of dried figs. So they're separate figs, but they're connected. They're one gush. They're one bunch. So Shenitva Viksaso. So in that case, where some of it becomes Tame, we'll have to see how does some of it become Tame and not all of it, if it's one item together. But it's one item enough to for this halacha of hafrasha, but it's not going to be metame each other. See what the Marafola says. Avo bishat velos medubako zuba zuba socha eagle. Even though these dried figs are stuck together in this cake, einon chashuvos chibur le'inyon tuma. They're not called one item for tuma. V'imnaga tuma ba'achas benat velos. If one of the figs became tame, lo nitmes acheres. The others are not. So it's possible to have one cake of figs, and some of them are tameh, some of them are tar. So the Mishnah says, if some of them are tameh, so then you're allowed to take minatar ala tameh. Tari minatar sheishbo ala tameh sheishbo. It's one thing. So if it's one thing, then Chazal are not worried about, so according to the Rash, you're not worried about not doing it in a mukaf, because it is one thing. And even if it's daraisa, because it's considered one item, you're allowed to take from part to, on the other half, even though one is tameh and one is tar. V'chein aguda shal yarek, the same thing with a bundle of vegetables that is bound up together, and also v'chein arema, and also a pile of grain, right? Because in these cases, as the Ruchan Kadievsky says, de'be'elu nami leka l'mecha shlamidi. There's nothing to worry about in these cases, because it is one item. Next, but what if you have hayu shnei igulim, but if there's two different cakes of figs, two different ones, even though they're next to each other, shtei agudos, shtei aremos, achas orav, achas temeya, lo yitro mizeh alzeh. The only heter is if it's one item. If it's one aguda, if it's one gush, so then you could be torn from one to the other, from tahar to tamei, but not if it's two things, even if they're next to each other. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer argues on this whole halacha, tar mim and atar la tamei. You're allowed to give tahar, you're allowed to give tahar stuff to the Kohen, and with in mind, to be misakeins ala tamei, the Marafolda says he doesn't make such a gzeira. Again, if it's a gzeira drabanan, then it's easy. Shelo gazer abalazer shema yitro shlomana mukaf, he doesn't make such a gzeira. Again, if it's a daraisa, so then one would have to work it out how it fits in. Part one of the Mishnah, tar ala tamei. What about the opposite? What about the opposite? So, ein tarmim and atamei ala tar. That you can't do either. You can't give tameh truma to the Kohen on behalf of tahar chulin that you have left. And what if you did? So then it depends. V'im taram shogeg. What does shogeg here mean? The Mefarshim explained, as we'll see, you didn't know it was tameh. You didn't know it was tameh. You didn't know it was tameh. So shogeg trumaso truma. So it works trumaso truma. Mezid loas of loklum. But b'mezid, if you did b'mezid, then the din is that it is ma'akev, and it's not truma. Lo'asav lo'kum, it's not truma. Pashas is not truma. The Gemara in Yevamos and the Bavli has two deis. Does this mean it's not truma and the whole thing as if nothing happened? Or it's truma, but your chulin is not misuka, and you have to give another truma. So does it mean lo'asav lo'kum regarding the heter of the what's left? Or lo'asav lo'kum for everything, even the truma is not truma? That's a machlokas there in Yevamos on daf on Daf Pei Tes. Is this, what's the source for this halacha? Minatame ala tahar. What's this halacha? So if you look in Yevamos on Daf Pei Tes, on that Daf, the Gemara there, Tosfos there. Sounds like a din d'oraisa. You have to give the Kohen for his stuff. Lo velo la'oro. La'oro, not for his fire. Meaning, Truma Tameya, what can you do with Truma Tameya? You have to burn it. Right? That's the only thing. You can burn it, get Hanoah while it burns. You can't eat it. Kohen can't eat it. So that's the din, that giving Truma Tameya to a Kohen, that violates Titain lo, give him something, velo la'oro, and not just to give to his fire. So that's what the Rivan says. So it's a din d'oraisa. Sounds like a real drasha. V'ef shel omar king. But Tosfos says, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's the makar. To prepare kol shoy, look him psachim lam and gimel parech Allah. V'im taran b'shogik shumaso truma. V'yamai lema lo velo la'oro. If it's a din d'oraisa of lo lo velo la'oro, so why is it good b'di'eved? Ask the Gemara. Umishani hasam shoyso lo shasa kosher. Vetit, right, so when do you say that it works with the Eved? If it had a shasa kosher, vetitin lo velo la'oro, b'shloyso lo shasa kosher. Dekivan da'achmitz b'mechubar, o shetol shetamei, umashka tofeich alea, v'hasam afil with the Eved, in shumas v'truma. V'hasam v'hacha, hainu ta'am d'chadchim. So it sounds like it's even with the Eved. So if it's okay b'shogeg, with the Eved, that's hard to say if it's lo velo la'oro. Okay, Tosa goes into another couple of suggestions. V'yod omeri, the Ri has another suggestion. Mishum mikol chelbo. Mikol chelbo. Chelev is like the best stuff. V'tzarech litro min hayafeh. U'min atame alatar havi min hara'a al hayafeh. As we'll see later in the Masechta. You're not allowed to give inferior stuff to the Kohen. Inferior, min hara'a al hayafeh. So says Tosfos, according to the Ri, maybe giving tame stuff is considered raw because you could only burn it. You can't eat it. So maybe that's an example of minara al hayafeh. V'yavagad minara al hayafeh afilu b'mezi trumaso truma. And what do I mean? But inferior stuff, b'di'eved, it's okay. B'di'eved, it works as truma. B'di'eved. V'ein sarach lachs of a litrum. You don't have to give another truma. Minara al hayafeh trumaso truma. We'll see later on in this perek. V'lo tani v'yachs of a litrum. So why here by tamei? If you did it b'mezid, it's no good. V'tamei echmiru tvei. Tamei is worse than other inferior stuff. Why? Mishum de lochazi lachila klal. Because you can't eat it at all. Inferior stuff, okay. It's, you know, you got some vegetables that my mother used to call, like some sad vegetables. You know, they're kind of like full, they're mushy, they're not so fresh. So, you know, but yeah, they're still edible. But tamei stuff, it's not, you can't eat it at all. So maybe that's why Chazal were more machmir by tamei than by inferior vegetables. Aval raw chaziksas. Good. So, 2 days in Tosfos and Yevamos Daf Pei Tes. What is the source? What is the source of this halacha of Ein Tarmim Min HaTamei Al Hatar? So, and again, we make a chilek between Shogig and Mezid. Chilek between Shogig and Mezid. Shogig is better, so to speak. If you did it by Shogig, there's more of a chance that Shumaso Truma. There is a discussion in the Rishonim that sometimes you find, elsewhere, that sometimes mezid is easier. I think there's a Rashba. Yeah, the Rashba there in Yevamos on Daf Pei Tes. The Rashba, I'll just read the question. The Rashba in Yevamos says, you see from this Mishnah, from our Mishnah, that there's more of a chance that it's going to be okay if you did a Bishogeg, right? What does our Mishnah say? Bishogeg Chumaso Truma, and Bemezid ain't Chumaso Truma. You find other sources, he quotes a Tosefta, in Trumas, that give the opposite impression. If you know what you're doing and you did it anyway, then but the evidence is going to be okay. If you had no idea it was b'shogeg, then we'll say ain't shumaso truma. It was b'shogeg, so do it again. So he say go tries to work that out. That why is it better to bit the eved shogeg or mezid? That's the Rashba there in Yevamos. Okay, so let's continue. V'chein ben Levi, shahaya lo meiser tevel. The same halacha, if a ben Levi has meiser rishon, and he has to give trumas meiser to the Kohen, and he has tamei stuff. Haya mafrish alav v'holech. He can be mafrish, and be, if, can you give tamei stuff for tahar? Right, the Marafolda says, second skinny line. Haya mafrish alav v'holech. Haya mafrish mizeh al shar meiser osav. Could you take from this tamei stuff and give Trumas Meiser for tar stuff left in your house? So again, shogeg masha'asa asui, shogeg what you did. Interesting lashon. We don't say trumaso truma. It's the same thing. We don't call that. We're talking about Trumas Meiser here. We're not talking about regular Truma Gedola. So maybe only by Truma Gedola we say the Lashon Trumas or Truma. Here we say Masha Asa Asi. What you did is effective. Meizid Lo Asa Klum. Same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Im Haya Yodea Bo Mitchila. Rabbi Yehuda clarifies and says, if you knew that it was, Marafolda says, either Tevel or Tameh, Aval Bishu Shogeg Lo Asa Klum. Even if you forgot at the moment that it was Tameh or that it was Tevel, so then that is called Mazid. That's called Mazid. The Marafolda says, Havi Shogeg V'Karav L'Mazid. T'Hayelo Lizar Shalish Kechenu. If you have Tameh stuff, you should remember it's Tameh stuff. Right, sometimes you have cases by different areas of halacha. You have it by Ari Miklat, beginning of the second parak of Makos. Right? What's called? We know what shogeg is. We don't call mazid is. But sometimes you got things in the middle. If case in the middle is a kar of la mazid, is a kar of la ones. So by different areas of halacha, you might have different definitions. By murder b'shogeg and murder b'mazid, going to an Ari Miklat and chiyav misa. Right? You could have different definitions of a kar of la shogeg or kar of la mazid. Fine. Once we brought our Mishnah, the halacha of being mafresh min hatame al hatar, and we make a chilek between shogeg and mezid, so we quote another couple halachas that have a chilek between shogeg and mezid. Hamatbo kelim b'shabbos. If somebody is tovel their kelim on Shabbos, we know tevilas kelim is a mitzvah machlokes, whether it's daraisa or derabanan, but it's a mitzvah to be mosif kedusha onto my kelim. Just like, and some rishonim take this comparison very seriously. Just like a ger has to be mitaher himself and go to a mikvah to become Jewish, so too, if we have, so to speak, non-Jewish kelim that were made by non-Jews, we want to be mosif kedusha. Nothing to do with not being kosher. Right, it's new kelim. Let's say I know it was for sure never used, but still, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of tevilas kelim. Right, there's a day in the Rishonim that say we should take this so seriously that let's say I get a kli from a guy, but it was used already, so I have to kasher it and I have to tovel it. So I have to do both. Is there a kpeda which one I do first? So the Rishonim, some Rishonim say, yeah, you have to do sur meira first, then asetov. First, get rid of the treif. First kasher it, and then do tefillah. Just like a ger does milah first before tefillah. Right? Cast that comparison. So that's probably only the chachilah, but the evidence is probably not ma'akev. But that's tevilas kelim. We're mosif kedusha. That's why we make a bracha by tevilas kelim, and we don't make a bracha on kashering. Because when you remove a problem, there's no bracha. My machronim doesn't get a bracha. That's just removing a problem, right? Kashering is removing a problem. But tevilas kelim is being mosif kedusha. Netilas yadayim at the beginning of a meal is being mosif kedusha. Sometimes there's a question. What about makeh? Make a bracha on makeh? Is that just removing a dangerous situation? Or is that creating a safe environment? Is it mitzvah say, mitzvah lo say? So, interesting. But, so says the Mishnah, you can't be tovel kelim on Shabbos though. There's an issa derabanan being tovel kelim on Shabbos. The Gemara in Beitza on Daf Yud Zayin Yud Ches has four deos. What's the reason? What's the reason I can't be tovel kelim on Shabbos? So, not going to go through all of them, but number one is gzera derabah. Gzera derabah, it didn't make it lamaskana. That's why we say gzera derabah is only by shofar, megillah, and lulav. But Rabba said it, even here, shema yitzlanu b'yanav yavrin adal abzir derabim. Maybe you'll take your kli to be tovel, Gizeir Shem Yavirenu, and the Gemara rejects that. So there are a couple of other deyas, but the maskana is Shenireh Kimisakin Kli. Looks like Tikkun Mana, you're fixing. You can't use this kli before you tovel it. So just like you're not allowed to fix on Shabbos physically, like Boneh, or building something, or Makabat Patish, so too you can't be tovel Kalim on Shabbos. We call each other an issa derabanan. What happens if somebody wakes up in the morning and they want to use a kli? It wasn't tovel. That's a problem. You can't be tovel a kli on Shabbos. And then what about giving it to a non-Jew? Can you do a kinyan on Shabbos? Because if a non-Jew's kelim don't have to be toveled. But what happens if you did? I toveled on Shabbos. Hamadva kelim b'Shabbos. I violated the iser derabanan. So b'shogeg yishtamish ben b'shogeg. I didn't know that it was aser on Shabbos. I didn't know. So then you could use it. Ubemezid yishtamish ben. But mezid, you cannot use that kli. So again, the chilik of shogeg and mezid. Next, hamaaser, same idea. You're not allowed to be mafret shumas and maestros on Shabbos because that's metakein. I'm not allowed. It's a halachic tikkun, right? The chiddush of these mishayis are midrabanan, not midaraisa. Midaraisa, this is not a chiyev. Why? It's not dumi de mishkan. We don't say that spirit, that halachic fixings are daraisa, right? Only physical fixings, that's dumi de mishkan. Right, we also don't say that spiritual fixings are daraisa. I think I mentioned in the past, Rav Avadia has an amazing tshuva in Yichav Adas about being, are you allowed to make birchas hilanos on Shabbos? Birchas hilanos, going out, the bracha we say once a year on the blossoms, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Is there a gzera? You might, come to carry the siddur. So he goes through the whole discussion and he ends up saying that it's mikra, then it's okay. And in a footnote there, I think it's the beginning of volume one, volume two, is the footnote there, he quotes, that there are those achronim that say, oh, maybe you shouldn't be able to make the birchas hilanos on Shabbos because you're being mevarer the nitzotzos hakadusha from the blossoms. So you're doing the malacha borer, right? You're separating, right, the sparks of kedusha, of holiness from these, when you make the bracha, it separates it from these flowers. So you can't do that. So Rav Avadia says, first of all, if you're worried about that, you shouldn't be able to eat on Shabbos. Because every time you eat and you make a bracha, you're being mevarer the nitzotzos hakedusha from the challah and from, what are you talking about? So that's number one. So you shouldn't be able to make a bracha. And number two, he says, it's not doing the mishkan. We don't worry about that type of borer, right? And no, he says, first he has another line. He says, and even if you want to say it's borer, you got all three conditions. You're not using a kli, and you're doing ochel mito psoles, and it's miyad. So, but then he says, of course, this doesn't hold water because it's not dumi de mishkan anyway. And dumi de mishkan, the malach has to be in the physical realm, not in the spiritual realm. So our Gemara, our Mishnah, quotes, Isurei Darabanan, because in the halachic realm, it's going to be Darabanan, it's not going to be Daraisa. So also in the spiritual realm, as we just quoted. So being Ma'aser is Darabanan. But then we quote, V'hamevashel b'Shabbos. What about doing Bishel? That's a Daraisa. Right? Dishel on Shabbos, that's a three-way machlokas tanoim. If you remember a couple of places it comes up in Shas regarding Maisa Shabbos. Getting Hanah from a malacha that was done on Shabbos. So what's the halacha there? Also, shogig yochal, meze lo yochal, b'shogig. If it was b'shogig, then you're allowed to partake of it. When you're allowed to partake of it, on Shabbos, after Shabbos, that's details, not for now. But meze lo yochal, meze not. So again, another chilek of shogig and meze. What's the definition of cooking something? So that's a big topic. Liquids and solids, machlokes, rishon. So, solids, what is the minimum? Macho ben drusoy, right? Making something into macho ben drusoy, which basically means edible, right? So that's the issa daraisa of a cooking on Shabbos, machlokes, Rashi, Rambam, whether that means a third cooked, that's Rashi, or half cooked, that's the Rambam. But that's the minimum. What's the maximum? What's the maximum for the definition of Bishul B'Shabbos? That's a machlokas rishonim. The Rashba says that macho ben drusoy is the minimum and the maximum. If something is already macho ben drusoy and you cook it more to make it fully cooked, that's not daraisa according to the Rashba. Once it's macho ben drusoy, it's cooked. It's cooked. And therefore anything more is cooking midrabanan. And the Rambam says no. The Rambam says no. Even if, once you cook it to macho ben drusoy to make it edible, that's daraisa. And even if you cook it more to make it mavushal kol tzarcho, that's also daraisa. We're machmer like the Rambam, lechatchila, machlokas Rashba, Rambam about the malacha of cooking. That's by solids. What about liquids? By liquids, you don't make it edible. You could drink cold water. So what's the definition of cooking by liquids? So that we know is yad so ledesbo. To make, if I cook the water so much that it goes by heat, doesn't go by edibility, it goes by heat, so that would be, that's the definition of cooking. There's a lot in the malacha of cooking, but we'll leave that for now. But that's mevashel b'Shabbos. Next, hanoteya b'Shabbos. If somebody plants on Shabbos, somebody's noteya, somebody puts a little sapling in, or a seed, zoreya, shogeg yikayim, b'shogeg, you could leave it. Mezid ya'akor. B'mezid, you have to uproot it. You have to uproot it. The Tosfos Yontif just makes a comment here. You have to uproot it? So why don't you have to throw out the food by Shabbos? Right, it just says you can't eat it. Here it says yakar. The answer is because by the malach of notea, you can undo what you did. You planted something, rip it out, so you've undone. By bishul, once it's cooked, it's cooked. By throwing it out, you're not going to undo the cooking. So it's not going to help. But that's yakar. U bishviyas b'mishogeg b'mezid yakar. In Shemitah, even bishogeg, you have to rip it up, so we'll have to see why shviyas is more chamor than Shabbos. There's an amazing machlokes, achronim between the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch about the malacha of noteya or zoreya. Right? What happens if I put a seed in the ground and then an hour later I remember, oh, it's Shabbos. So I take the seed out of the ground. All on Shabbos. Did I violate the Malacha of Zareah? I would say, of course not. Malacha of Zareah requires taking root and the seed. What, an even more extreme case. What if I put it in the ground and I have in mind I'm going to pick it up in an hour? I have in mind I'm going to pick it up after putting it into the ground. So, of course, I would say, of course you're not chayev. There is an unbelievable Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch argues with the Rishash. The Rishash is a little bit later. The Minchas Chinuch, they're both 1800s, but the Minchas Chinuch in the Mosek Shabbos of Zoreya, he says, Al Azriya Shezara Chayev Af Below Hishrish V'Nikla Klal. The Minchas Chinuch holds that your Chayev for the Malach of Zoreya, the Mice Azriya, the Mice of putting the seed in a place where it can grow. If I put a seed on cement, there's no Malach of Zoreya, but if I put a seed on where it can grow, and then it got ruined because it rained and the mud carried the seed. Osha tekef higbiyam en akarka, chayev omay sezriya. It's not like cooking. Where cooking, if I put a pot on the fire on Shabbos, and then 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, it's Shabbos. And I take it off the fire, I didn't cook. Cooking is about the result. Zoreya, it's chayev on the may sezriya. And he says, and it's obvious to me, I had in mind that I'm going to pick up the seed from the ground in 2 minutes. Wow. That's the Minchas Chinuch and Kein Nirli Borer. He says it so many times, it's so not Borer, but he says, Kein Nirli Borer. The Rishash in Shabbos and Gimel says, what are you talking about? Right? This malacha is just like bishul. Just like bishul, if you take it off the fire before it cooked, you didn't violate. If you take the seed out of the ground before it takes root, you also didn't violate. That's the machlokas achronim regarding the malacha of noteya or zoreya. Okay, Gemara. It says the Gemara, in tarmenat tar v'chulu. So again, the first part of the Mishnah. You can't take tar for tame. Can't take tar for tame. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah, Rabbi Yana, v'nechshev lechem shumaschem, kidagem min agor v'chamaliyem min ayakev. The pasuk that we've had numerous times already. That's a pasuk by Trumas Meiser. So ma, we take out a word. Ma yekev. Just like a vat. E-F-shar. Shehe miksas otame miksas otar. Right, this is the pasuk about hafrasha by Trumas Meiser. So just, and it says yekev there, a vat. A vat of wine. So just like wine, if you have one vat of wine, you can't have part of it tame, part of it tar. It's not like the figs before, where each one is separate. You have one big vat. So if you have one big vat, it's either all tame or it's all tahar. So too, af goren, we skipped the word of zeh, af goren, af al pi, she'efshar, even though a goren, even though you have a pile of grain, even though it's possible for some to be tame, some to be tar, lemeiden efshar misha efshar. You learn the possible from the impossible, and just like a vat, we get into a vat, it's impossible to have some tummy, some tar, so to here, you shouldn't have some tummy, some tar, and therefore you're not allowed to take off min hatame, you're not allowed to take off min hatar ala tame. So meyata lo yechumas o truma. What if it's a real drasha, then he should say it's not even good b'dieved. Why do you say it's only chachila? Mi menuksiv. Mi menu from it, marafolda says mi komakom. That's a drasha that teaches me that it's okay b'dieved. Good. Says the Gemara. Kol advarim lemeidin umalamdin. You have lines like this in the Yerushalmi that we don't really have such a parallel in the Bavli. These types of lashonos. All things that all areas of halacha in the Torah, we learn something by itself, and then we can extend it to other places. Right? It's kind of like the language of don mina vuki, don mina mina, that sugya. But most things applies in context A, and then we can extend it to context B. But here we have a very unusual type of case. Trumas Meiser, Himalamedes, Veinalameda. We learn certain halachas from the psukim by Trumas Meiser that don't apply to Trumas Meiser, but we extend it to Truma Gedola. But the psukim are by Trumas Meiser. Right, but we take it out of its context. So again, we have concepts like that, Erev Parshias, but what do you mean? So Trumas Meiser, Limdal, Truma Gedola. Trumas Meiser, the psukim of Trumas Meiser teach us about Truma Gedola. Shaloteini tell us minatar ala tame, as we just said, that you cannot take tar for tame. Vini tell us minatar ala tame. But Trumas Meiser itself, you can take tar from tame. Minayin. So the Gemara just says, within this sentence, by the way, how do we know that it's possible to give tahar for Tamei by Trumas Meiser. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Chizki, Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rabbi Yanai, Unisati Mimenu as Trumas Hashem, Laaron HaKohen. Give the Truma to Aharon. And we darshan, Asei Sheyinotnu Laaron HaKohen, give to Aharon HaKohen in his state of Kahuna, which we say means in his purified state. You could always give him Tahar, meaning even Menat Tamei. So you see from there, that's by Trumas. You could always give Trumas Meiser Tahar. Or Kahana Amar, Mikol Chelbo es Mikdasho Mimenu, and we darshin, Tol Min HaMikudash Shebo. Give from its holy state, from Tahar. So two possible psukim that teach me you could always give Tahar by Trumas Meiser. So you see from there that even though we learn from a pasuk by Trumas Meiser that Truma Gedola, you're not allowed to take Min HaTorah LaTamei, but Trumas Meiser itself, you can. Also, Shumas Meiser Limda al Truma Gedola, she nitels ben amukaf. We learn from that pasuk that it has to be taken from close proximity, which also is a discussion whether it's a Dindar Reiser or a Dindar Rabbanan. V'hi nitels shalom ben amukaf. And Shumas Meiser does not need min amukaf. Minayin, Shumas Meiser nitels shalom ben amukaf. How do you know it does not need? Mikol Masor Seichem. From anywhere it is, Echad Behudav, Echad Begalil. Wherever it is, even if your hafrash is being done in Yehuda, and the stuff that you're being mafresh for is in Galil. Right? So you see there's differences. Also, Shumas Meiser Limdal Shuma Gedola Shalo Teheni Telos El Minagamur. You learn from Sukkah by Shumas Meiser, they have to have Gemar Malacha. Va'afini Telos Minagamur. But that one applies to Shumas Meiser as well, also only after Gemar Malacha. But the Gemara points out that there's interesting psukim here that appear by Shumas Meiser, but don't apply to Shumas Meiser. We just apply it to Truma Gedola. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue more relating to this concept of the Hashem next time.